infection.
So your body is just getting worse and worse and is declining in health. What we're saying is we want you to win. We want you to have divine health from the very beginning. Darren, it's so good what you say. You know, it's okay to pray for a gift of healing when there is sickness, but why not, while you're well, speak the word of God over you for your health and thank him for divine health? Then you don't get sick.
Then you don't need divine healing very often.
That's right.
Now, to me, Barbara, that's truly an application here. A vital, see, folks, we don't want to teach you the legal stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, we could go by and be biblical historians. See, this happened then, this happened there, this happened over there. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's information. Good information. But if you're going to see things change, you're going to operate like Jesus did on the earth, and it says, as he is, so are we in the world. Well, when do we ever accept that appointment? And when Jesus said himself, as my Father sent me, I send you. Now, did the Father God send him as a wimp, powerless? No. He sent him with power and authority and ability to destroy the works of the devil. So, when we decide to set our minds on the things above, do it God's way, we're going to be saying no to a whole lot of tradition. I mean, every time you turn around, you're going to be doing it backwards to what the world does.
That's
now,
right.
Does the world's way work? Most of the time, it doesn't. Most of the time, folks, it does not. Now, this could be applied to business. Well, my accountant said. Well, my attorney said. Well, now, wait a minute. Why don't you go and confirm that, by the way, and I'll just say this to you. You ought to be confirming who you're working with in the legal community or in the tax community. You ought to be saying, first of all, God, is this a person that will give me godly counsel? Mm-hmm. And there are some people in the world that can give you good counsel. But you need to know, God, is this the man? Is this the woman? Is this the specialist you want me to work with?
That's right.
Is this the doctor that you want me to go see? And then after that person is giving you their professional rendering, you ought to go back to God and say, now, is this the plan? This person believes with all their training, all their education, you know, all of their degrees, all their, you know, certificates on the wall, they believe it's right. But Holy Spirit, is it right? And the Spirit of truth, get this now, sent to you to lead you into all truth, John chapter 16, verse 13, will give you the truth. And
yes.
He cannot and will not lie.
That's right. And you say, well, your teaching is really good, but now how do I get pumped out? How do I take these exercises and get my spiritual muscles all ready for some great and mighty things going on? And what you can do is take Colossians 1. And this is what Darren and I do on a regular basis. We say, I am filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. I walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. I am strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, and I have attained all steadfastness and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father. You can put your personal pronoun in those verses and begin to say the word, and it'll pump you up. It'll pump you up.
Well, Father God, we've had a delightful time presenting these concepts, the truth, because it's working for us and working for some of our friends, not enough of our friends. The circle is way, way too small. But we're believing that as we teach this power of authority, the people are going to rise up and realize they're appointed and they're anointed and they're being sent out. As that scriptural level rises in their hearts, Father God, they're going to take authority over the works of the devil. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you have so privileged us. You've given us your name, your power and authority and ability to work with. So we don't have to lose. We don't have to get clobbered all the time. We can go out there and carry out your will on the earth with power and authority and confidence. So we thank you. We cover this teaching now, Lord Jesus, with the power of your blood. And Satan, we say that you can't destroy it, you can't distort it, you can't steal it. And we're going to walk in victory. We're setting our things in order here. We're putting our mind on the things above because all things belong to us. We belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.